Dear colleagues, this afternoon we are commencing our work on cluster 3 issues contained in the document NPT CON 2020/1 Annex 5. Issues under point 3, implementation of the provisions of the treaty relating to the inalienable right of all parties to the treaty to develop research, production and use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without discrimination in conformity with Articles 1 and 2, Articles 3 and 4, preamble of paragraph 6 and 7, especially in their relationship to Article 3, sub-Article 1, 2, 3, and preamble of paragraph 4 and 5, Article 5, other provisions of the treaty. In order to assist your planning, the Secretariat has already circulated the list of speakers for Cluster 3. QR codes are also available around the room, so that delegations can track the live list of speakers. Once again, I urge all delegations to limit their group statements to 8 minutes and their national statements to 5 minutes. To assist state parties in keeping to the time limits for statements, the traffic light system remains in place. Delegations are kindly asked to provide their statements in advance for the interpretation services. They may do so by sending the electronic copy of their statements to speeches@un.org and should clearly indicate the meeting, which is NPT PrepCom, and delegation's name in the subject line, and indicate that the statement is for Cluster 3. In addition, delegations are also kindly requested to email electronic versions of their statements to the Secretariat at NPT@un.org as early as possible for posting on the website of the PrepCom and should clearly indicate the meeting name, which is NPT PrepCom, and delegation's name in the subject line, and also indicate that the statement is for Cluster 3. Dear colleagues, the first speaker I have on my list this afternoon for Cluster 3 is representative of Indonesia to speak on behalf of the non-aligned movement, to be followed by the European Union.